Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Julian Assange pleaded guilty on Wednesday in a deal with the U.S. that ends a long legal fight. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani tells us more.
How are you feeling?
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his freedom and concludes a drawn-out legal saga that raised divisive questions about press freedom and national security. A felony for publishing U.S. military secrets under a deal that spares him prison time in America after spending years in jail in the United Kingdom while fighting extradition to America. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The threat of famine continues across the Gaza Strip as long as the war continues and humanitarian access remains restricted, despite some more aid arriving in northern areas, according to a Global Hunger Monitor Tuesday.
In the southern governance, the situation deteriorated following the renewal of hostilities in early May. A high and sustained risk of famine persists.
Maximo Terrero, chief economist of the Food and Agriculture Organization, who added on a regular basis, more than half of the population does not have any food to eat in the house, and over 20% are going entire days and nights without eating. Israelis who were taken hostage or lost loved ones during Hamas's October 7th attack are suing the United Nations agency that provides Palestinian aid. A suit filed in a U.S. court this week alleges that the agency known as UNRWA has helped finance the militants by paying agency staffers in U.S. dollars and thereby funneling them to the money changers in Gaza. But UNRWA spokesperson Juliet Tuma tells the Associated Press that the staffers were paid in dollars by their own choice. This is VOA News. North Korea may have used a hypersonic missile in Wednesday's failed launch when the device exploded midair. That's according to South Korea's military. Ukrainian soldiers say relentless Russian attacks on their positions defending the strategically important eastern town of Chasiv Yar are disrupting troops' rotations and the delivery of some supplies. Analysts say the Kremlin's army is seeking to press its advantage in troop number and weaponry before Kyiv's forces are bulked up by promised new Western military aid that is already trickling to the front line. For Ukrainian soldiers defending this part of eastern Donetsk region, the Russian ground assaults and aerial barrages allow little respite after more than 2 years of war. Nigerian authorities have declared a national emergency and activated response operations to control the spread of a cholera outbreak that has killed more than 50 people.
The Nigerian Center for Disease Control, or NCDC, said Tuesday that its decision to activate the National Cholera Emergency Operations Center followed a risk assessment conducted by authorities last week. NCDC said the assessment showed the country was at high risk of the disease and that the fatality rate from cholera stood at 3.5% of cases. So far, 53 people have died out of more than 1,500 recorded cases in the country. Nigeria's largest city and economic hub, Lagos, is the most affected. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Donald Trump's gag order in his election interference case was altered on Tuesday. This is just ahead of the week's presidential debate. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Freeing the former president to comment publicly about witnesses and jurors in the hush money criminal trial that led to his felony conviction, but keeping others connected to the former president's case off limits, at least until he's sentenced July 11th for falsifying business records to cover up a potential sex scandal. Judge Juan Merchan's Tuesday ruling, just days before Trump's debate Thursday with President Biden, clears the presumptive Republican nominee to again go on the attack. Trump has said the gag order prevents him from defending himself. His lawyers had urged Merchan to lift the gag order completely. Julie Walker, New York.
Brazil's Supreme Court has voted to decriminalize possession of marijuana for personal use. That makes Brazil one of the last countries in Latin America to do so and could reduce its massive prison population. With final votes cast Tuesday, a majority of the 11-person court voted in favor of decriminalization since deliberations began in 2015. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.